It's like financial imposter syndrome.
Yeah, absolutely. Hello, and welcome to Millennials Podcast Future Rich. I'm your host, Barbara Ginty, and I'm also a CFP, which stands for a Certified Financial Planner. And I am here with my lovely producer, Potter. Hi, Potter.
Hey, I'm back.
You are back after an eventful last, what, year and a half, roughly?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like everyone's had a wild last year and a half, but
But you did have a COVID baby.
I did have a COVID baby, so it's been particularly wild.
You are now a family of three.
Yeah.
Oh, four. We don't want to discount Ruby, the
Yeah,
dog.
don't discount Ruby. She would
No,
not like
she wouldn't
that.
like that at all. Well, for our lovely listeners, we thought we do, Potter and I like to do these occasional catch-ups where we normally do a topic specific, but we've been doing the topic specifics on Wednesday, which has been a fun little addition. And so we thought since we've really increased our listener base, I would say, what is it, like almost 5 times monthly increase?
Yeah, if not more. The Future Rich fam is growing exponentially.
Really fast. So we thank you all of our lovely listeners. We really appreciate it, and we're excited to be reaching more of you. So we thought we would do a quick little reintroduction about the podcast and my credentials and why Potter and I decided in a bar one night that this would be a great thing to do.
Where all the best ideas are born, and now that COVID's almost over, we'll get back in there.
Yeah, we could like revisit our old stomping grounds where a mutual friend was basically like, Barb, you should do a podcast. Oh, and Potter's a podcast genius. You two should do this together. And
And
then
here we
I
are,
think,
3 years later.
yeah, 3 years later, which is crazy.
Man.
It went fast.
But yeah, so Barb, why don't you start off with pretend like I have never met you before in my life, and
How
I
sad.
pretend we're meeting in a bar, and I'm like, what do you do?
Why should I do this podcast with you? Okay, so my background, I feel like it's a bit different, at least for the podcasting space. So I started out working on Wall Street. So my first job was at Bloomberg. I went through their sales training program, which was fun and scary all at once. And then I moved into selling equity derivative algorithms. It's a mouthful. And I did that at Bloomberg, and then I also did that at Credit Suisse, on their equity trading floor. And then, just in case I didn't feel like I had enough stress in my life, I decided I would buy the family business and pursue that. And mainly the reason why I bought the family business is one of our regular guests, Natasha, who is my sister, called me up and said, Barb, Dad, and our aunt are selling the family business, and I really think you ought to do that. And I was like, you are crazy. I am not doing that at all. But then she reminded me that nights and weekends I was constantly helping people with their personal finances, and that maybe that I would enjoy that more than my current day job. And funny thing is, Natasha's usually right.
She's crazy, but she's also right.
Yeah, she's crazy, but she's also right. She gives very sage advice. So I took
And
the leap of faith.
how many years ago was that?
That was in 2013.
Okay.
The beginning of 2013. Well, very beginning of 2013, because I left right after my bonus.
Of course.
Yeah.
You got to be smart.
Obviously, I wasn't going to leave that on the table.
And then you've been managing the family business by yourself since 2013.
Correct. Yeah. So everybody retired. The way we signed our contracts is once I took it over, they retired. So it was a full out transfer. I didn't really feel like it would be good for our relationships if I worked for anybody. And I'd also been working on my career on Wall Street. So I knew I was prepared to take on the responsibility of running a business. Although there is a lot of surprises with running a small business.
So tell me about like what your basically what service you do for people. Like if I called you up and said, Barbara, I would like to utilize your services, and this is your day job, of course.
Yes.
What does that entail as a CFP?
So basically, I feel like a lot of people think it's investments, and we obviously do investments, and that's a piece of what I do. But a lot of what I do, because I focus on retirees, is Social Security analysis, retirement income planning, estate planning, tax strategy, And then also, yeah, investments too. But I would say that's at the end of it.
So it's almost like if you were a financial physician, you would be more of like a GP than a specialist.
Nailed it. I'm 100% a GP. So I'm like, oh, wow, it looks like we have a real legal issue over here. We have a real need for an attorney. I think you're going to need, you know, this type of attorney and get this type of work done with that attorney. So 100%. I would say a CFP is really your like CFO or like your quarterback, you know, or maybe not quarterback, maybe your coach, right? Your CFO mm-hmm. or your financial coach, someone who's going to help you through all those big decisions in your financial life. Because as we know from the podcast, your finances really bleed into all other areas of your life, or they can, especially if they're stressful.
Totally. And it's not always sexy and exciting. Sometimes it's like you think what you need is like to go buy Spotify stock, but what you really need is like a good accountant or something. Yeah. Like it's
we just really actually, besides the Spotify, maybe we don't need to buy stock. Maybe we just need to do like the budget or increase your retirement savings.
Totally. Or pay down your credit card debt.
I hate credit card debt. It gives me anxiety.
So that's what you do in your day job. Why don't you,
I guess. So we had this crazy idea in a bar 3 years ago because I was doing my day job. At that point, I was doing this for a living. I had switched because when I was working at Credit Suisse and Bloomberg, I helped people on the side, you know, at work. HR never knew about it, but I set up 401ks and helped people with their student loans, you know, grabbing coffee in the like main floor. And so then I switched and made it my full-time gig, and we were in a bar and we had this great idea that if I shared the knowledge that I had on a podcast, that we could help empower more women to make better financial decisions and take control of their finances. Because what I was finding in my day-to-day meetings is that women seem to kind of diminish their own abilities. Like in meetings I was sitting in, the men would always be like, this is what I did, and this is why I think it's right. And women would be like, I think I made a mistake, or I don't really understand this, or I'm not going to be good at it. And meanwhile, like if you were to look at the decision-making, theirs was actually actually for the most part, they did better at their finances. They just didn't ever think that they were doing better at their finances.
Totally. It's like financial imposter syndrome.
Yeah, absolutely.
So what do you, in 3 years now of doing the podcast, what would you say is the most, what word am I searching for? I was going to say like common issue that you come across.
I think a common theme that I see is that people will either wait to come on the podcast because they're in a transition, which is actually the best time to come in, like before you get that new apartment or before you take that new job, like that's a really big opportunity. And I think the other big thing I see is people, or especially our ladies, sometimes don't know where to start or know if they're on the right track. So it's usually one or the other. Like, is this the right time to start? And if I am starting, where do I start? Are usually the big obstacles to getting on that path of changing your financial future.
Totally.
And I was going to say I think the best parts of doing the podcast that really keeps me inspired and motivated to do this nights and weekends, because you also do it nights and weekends. And you do it at crazy hours, depending on when Precious is sleeping.
Nights, middle of the night.
Yeah, middle of the night. We have a really amazing all-star team of women working on this podcast. It's for women, worked on by women, produced by women. It's all women. Like the website, all the way to the production, the newsletter, the marketing. And everyone puts in crazy hours. It's a side hustle for everybody on this podcast.
Everyone has day jobs. We're all doing it all.
Yeah. And I'm always impressed with everyone who works on the podcast and how they get everything done and do, and we can still get this out. And I think one of the best things, and at least for me, Potter, I don't know about, I assume for the rest of us, but the one thing that keeps me going is getting all of these great messages from women and hearing from women before and after we record how this has helped change their life or help them have the courage to take a new job and ask for a pay raise or help them pay off their student loans. And that has been, I think, one of the most amazing parts of doing
that is the absolute best part. And we also love, we genuinely love when you guys send in just like your everyday questions, like, you know, depending on how many, what's going on, we at the aforementioned day jobs, we might not be able to get to all of them, but like we, and by we I mean Barb, we love answering your questions and sending us questions. Even if we don't like individually get back to you, it helps us know like what everyone kind of needs for us.
Yeah,
from us.
Everyone's looking for it.
Barb, I feel like there's so many times when you're so knowledgeable that you're like, do people like need to hear this? And I'm like, oh my God, yes, we need to hear this. Like, I have no idea what this is. Please explain it, because it's so like mundane for you. But the rest of us didn't learn this stuff in school. None of it. None of it. They didn't teach us anything. So, you know, it's little crazy. Me, I need help with this stuff.
It's crazy. It's never taught anywhere. But yeah, all the everyone writing in, we really appreciate it. And we try our best to get back to everyone. We really do try and respond to all the Instagram messages and the requests on the websites. But we do all have day jobs. So we do it. You'll notice we tend to write back at like lunch breaks, after work.
Yeah, middle of the night. Totally share with us, because like you said, the best thing is hearing that someone like got the courage to ask for a raise or, you know, negotiated benefits or something. Please send us those messages, and we'll probably ask if it's okay if we could share those, because I feel like sharing that with the broader community is what, like, it totally snowballs and everyone benefits from that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so if you were hesitant to write in, please write in. We love hearing from everybody. It really helps us be motivated to put out all this content and make sure that it's relevant content. So some of the fun new things that we've done so far this season is we're doing this Wednesday Instagram Live. So if you haven't checked it out, please join us. And on Wednesdays, we do a topic specific. So I'll talk about a specific topic. And then we are also doing these free downloads, and we have two of them out already. We're going to work on more.
Yeah, and that's another thing. If you want to see a specific topic covered in our little downloadable content, just let us know.
Yeah, we'll put it together. I have all of this information in my head, so Papa just needs to make it look pretty, and then you can download it.
Just a little graphic design magic, and boom, it's yours.
It's yours, and you can have a very nice PDF overview of traditional or Rawls or CFP, whatever it is. And we have a new website, which is also exciting. Also worked on by a fabulous woman who's very talented. And what do we have any other fun news? We might have some more fun news coming up at the end of the year. So keep your fingers crossed for us. We might have some more exciting stuff that we have.
Yeah, we have a lot of stuff in the works. I know that that's like the most cliche thing. For like podcasters to say, but we really do have a lot of it, like really exciting stuff happening this year. I mean, knock on wood.
Yeah, fingers crossed. Good vibes. Please send us good vibes.
Yeah, but truly the best thing in the world is hearing from you guys. And that's how that gets us going with ideas and being able to create more and more. So share with us. If you paid off your credit card, let us know. We want to give you a heart emoji on Instagram.
We do. So or a thumbs up. Or what is this thing?
The hands up with the
hands up.
The shiny hands.
Yeah.
If you know what that thing is called, please tell us.
Yeah, and then we'll definitely use it on Instagram. Yeah, so we just wanted to come on and say thank you to all of our lovely listeners, reintroduce ourselves, tell you why we're working on all this content, why we're putting it out there. My goal is to help educate women and empower them to take control of their finances. And we will be back to our regular programming next week. We have some very exciting expert guests that we have already recorded and their video podcast, which is exciting.
Yes, really fun experts coming up. Really, really cool.
Really exciting experts. I learned a ton. You will also learn a ton. The next one up, I can't say. You'll have to stay tuned. We're going to post about it. And then I think we only have, it might be one, if not maybe two, spots left for the year. So
yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah, I looked at the spreadsheet. We're waiting for one person to schedule. If that person ends up not scheduling, that person's spot will become available and we will have two spots. So if you are on the fence about coming on the podcast, this is your final call for this season. and we won't be recording again till January. So if you are interested or you need help in your financial life, this is your opportunity. Fill out that guest slip and write in on Instagram and we can get you that last slot.
Yay.
Yay. So I think that's it, right, Potter?
I think so.
All right. Well, we'll wrap it up. So reach out to us, chat us up on Instagram. We want to hear from you all. We appreciate you all listening. And as always, you can follow us on Instagram at Future Rich Podcast for the most up-to-date information and news. And we will be back next week with a very exciting expert episode. Hi, Barbara Ginty here. Thank you for listening to our podcast. I wanted to let you know about an exciting upcoming event. I'm going to be hosting a free webinar with Marcus Garrett on June 16th. We're going to be talking about what a six-figure salary gets you. You can find out all of the details and register on our Instagram, Future Rich Podcast. Hope to see you on June 16th.